Welcome to episode 6 of the happiest competition on earth, and I am back, people. Don't you miss my voice?
We
I
do.
do too.
I do. I will admit, the first when we started the call and you were like, "Hey," I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I missed Jeffers' voice." Missed you.
Nice.
As have the fangirls.
I have fangirls?
Yes.
So
a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, a
okay.
lot.
Getting down to
Scary.
business,
Yes.
because we're trying to breeze through this episode really quickly so we can get this online and people can resubmit if they don't go through. So we have 12 auditions. Well, technically 11 at the moment, but by the end of this episode,
Good.
and hopefully when we're done recording, we'll have 12.
Yes, someone is getting one into us so that the 11th person could go on, because if the 12th person doesn't come in, the 11th person can't go in. So we do everything in half, even numbers.
All right. So
who wants to do the disclaimer? Because I have a mini disclaimer, a retraction that I have to do, but it wasn't my
Mine
fault.
Mine failed last week, so y'all should go ahead.
Ambie's turn.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I haven't done it in a while. Disclaimer, we do not own the rights to any Disney music. Disney owns all that, and Disney is awesome. We love Disney, so Disney, please don't sue us. We're just doing this for fun and in our own personal enjoyment. And if anything, we're actually promoting your brand. Everyone should, like, go to Disney World now or Disneyland, depending
Land.
On where you are.
Well, or Tokyo or Paris or whichever ones they are.
Or Tokyo. Go to Tokyo Disney Sea. That place is so cool.
It looks cool.
It looks so cool. But I have a small retraction because my friend posted her excitement about the D23 convention. So I told you guys about it. Only she didn't check the date. She just said, "Oh my God, it's August 19th, August 19th. So I went to go look it up, and it's August 19th, 2011. So my stupid friend made me look stupid on this show. I'm not going to mention names. They know who they are if they're listening. They're probably not, but if they were, they'd know who they are. So, no D23 convention. No D23 convention. Not until next year. They're doing some small, like, one-day meeting in September or something like that.
And since this person is not going to be named, if anyone made a trip and have any financial expenses, you may all redirect this to Ambie. She'll be happy
no!
to take care of all of this.
I don't
That's
see how
me.
Anyone could have listened and thought to themselves, "Oh, I'm getting on a plane and going to the convention that started 3 days ago." Because by the time we actually got it out, like, it already would have been over.
All right. So, getting down to business.
Yes.
Right. Are you guys done?
I'm done. Let's do this. Good luck,
nice.
Everybody.
Good luck.
Good luck.
First up for the evening is Sakura.
He's a tramp. He's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him, yeah, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up, he gives you plenty of trouble, I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he is a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way, yeah. Wish that I could travel his way, yeah. Wish that I could travel his way.
Okay, that was Sakura, and apparently I've been promoted to go first because people miss me, and Zelena doesn't want to go, I guess. So, Sakura, first thing I have down is that it was interesting because you didn't start at the beginning of the song, so it took me a little while to get used to where you were going with it. I thought you had great attitude for the song. You kind of had that jazzy spin on it, it was kind of fun because you played around with the melody and kind of made it your own, and it was really different from the original. But at the same time, making it different, at times I kind of like, is it off? No, she's doing something else. So that at times it was kind of confusing for me, but overall I liked it. It was good. Zelena?
Okay. I'm going to have to agree I liked it. And my first note is, like it. slash took some liberties with song. I liked it, and I think I'm sorry, I was messing with my headphones, so I probably missed some of Jeffers' critique. I'm sorry. Some parts, even if you did take liberties, maybe some things didn't sound as right. I have He's a Good One. It sounded a little off in the last way at the end. And also you had some extra silence at the end of your audition, which I'm picky at. I'm sorry.
She's a perfectionist.
Although at least it wasn't in the beginning. It could be worse.
Yes. Right. Yes. And then it's like, is it going to start? Is it not going to start? Is it going to start? Is it not going to start?
Right. But it was good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Ambie?
I liked this as well. I really think you have a nice voice, and I liked that little bit of kind of sexy attitude that you had with it. I did hear a puff or two into the microphone, just be careful type of thing. And I, like Jeffers and Zell, I also had liberties noted down here. Just be careful you don't take too many. Like a few small liberties are okay, but you took so many, it started changing the song itself. And it became something that I didn't know anymore, because I know this song pretty well. I really like this song, but towards the end, I wasn't even sure if you were singing this song anymore because you were starting taking so many liberties in, I believe it was in the chorus of it. There was this one section where it just got completely different from the original, and that a few of those are fine, like a little extra run here or there, or a little twang or something fun that you do want to note. But I think you took a few too many in this, but you have a good voice, so you've got that going for you. Just be careful you don't change a song, because Disney songs are classics. You don't want to change it too much that we don't even recognize.
This is Peggy Lee.
Yeah, this is Peggy Lee. You don't mess with Peggy Lee.
I adore Peggy Lee. I adore the lady.
It feels weird judging you because you're a judge on Sing It, so yeah.
Oh, she was?
We're like reversing the roles here. Yeah, season 7, I think.
Well, you've done that with like Dylan already.
Dylan, right?
And we're about to do it with somebody else.
Rochelle and Valk.
Yeah.
And we have somebody coming up, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shh, no spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! I'm done.
I'm done.
Second for tonight is Princess Sailor Moon.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around, he'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got gadgets and gizmos galore. You want thing in a box? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call 'em? Oh, beam, flipping a binge, you don't get too far. Things are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Stream. Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
All right, and that was Princess Sailor Moon singing Part of Your World. Ooh, ooh, I love that song. First of all, one of my notes is mic quality. I was really buzzy or made your voice sound a little funny. You're pitchy throughout the song. I'll mention him a little later as I go down my list. I love your first laugh. You had some bits where you did sound like Ariel, like some small bits. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. That one was really pitchy from what I hear. You sing either most of the song don't remember all the song, like in your time span. And oh, there it is. You had a lyric problem. You said stream instead of street. And that's all I have. Ambi?
I pretty much agree, and I have some additional things as well. It was definitely pitchy throughout. The quality wasn't the best. You're singing a little too much up in your head. You're not singing from your chest and your diaphragm. It's all up in your head, and not only is that really not a safe way to be singing, it could damage your voice, but it also doesn't sound as good if you have a nice bass to it. There's no breath support when you're singing. Another wrong lyric that I heard in this one, I'm surprised that Zelle, you didn't catch this. She said gadgets and gizmos twice. She said,
Yeah, I heard that
I've got
too.
gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got gadgets and gizmos galore. She didn't say
Okay,
yeah,
that was
what happened
probably when
to
I
who
was.
just and what's
I
it?
think
So
that's probably when I was typing stuff.
Yeah, because that was there. And there was a couple of spots where you were stumbling over your lyrics, like when you said flipping your fins, you that alliteration messed you up. You were like f-f-f-f-f-f. Like the F's just kind of all. There was a couple of extra ones. They were kind of bleeding together and stuff like that. And there was a couple of puffs throughout, but I've said this before and I'll say it again. I do like your voice, but you need to work on training it to use it properly. Because, like I said before, you don't have very good breath control with it, and that's only going to hurt you rather than help you. I really think that you need to learn the techniques that you need to use to actually train your voice and use it to its full potential. And to Jeffers we go.
Okay, so pretty much Zell and Ambi pretty much covered most of what I had to say.
Sucks being the last person, isn't it?
No, it's good. You guys take care
I
of my
don't like
job.
it.
I'm just a cute judge. I can just sit here and talk and be, oh, he's so cute. Okay,
Sun rabbit.
so I have down. You need to enunciate a bit more because, like Ambi said, some of the alliterations kind of slurred together. Although, yeah, okay. I thought you had pretty good energy for this song.
Oh yeah, the
You
energy
matched
was
it.
actually good. There was a lot. It was really fun and playful.
Yeah, it matched the song and Ariel, I guess. So yeah, good job on the energy. It sounded kind of nasally to me, more towards the higher parts. And yeah, it sounded like you were singing more in your head. I have down your cavern hold. I can't remember what part that was, but like I have down it was cut short, and it was kind of like you kind of quit on the note, so make sure to finish the notes all the way and don't be like cool. It was kind of like she kind of like shriveled, if you can, never mind. And then the last world at the very end of the song, it sounded really sharp, but other than that, it was all right. Not bad at all. PSM, yes. I'm done.
I'm done.
Hatomi Kazuki, you're up. When I was a girl at my daddy's side, Papa the royal mortician revealed to me in secret signs the mark of a magician. And daddy was no dummy, did outrageous things with a mummy. And often the stiffs that he would shrive would look better dead than they did alive. I studied well, I learnt the trade. Thought my looks would never fade. If I could find that recipe to give eternal youth to me, it was always my ambition to use Papa's tuition to gain some small remission from the vagaries of time. Every little ray of sunlight robs me of my youth. Who to blame? Who the one? Who to curse? You know the only one to blame would be my enemy, the sun.
Hitomi Kazuki with Snuff Out the Light, which I will admit I didn't quite know. Zell had to tell me that before I started this. Someone is clearly listening to our show and their name is Hitomi Kazuki because Zell has like mentioned this song before, and
I adore
I
this
think
song.
someone is trying to butter Zell up right now. But even without Butter and Zelda, this was actually pretty good. I think. I don't know this song very well, so I think we should all rely mostly on what Zelda has to say when she comes up. I'm pretty sure that Jeffers hasn't heard the song either, because he had no idea what it was before we started. My first note was, I know this, but I don't know it. Why does it sound so familiar? But it felt like an Yzma song. That was the thing about it, was I don't know this, but it felt like an Yzma song, which is good, because I thought that you had a really good presence or energy in the song. It was kind of fun. It was jazzy. It was light. The one thing I have, let's see, I have nice energy, like your voice. The one negative thing I have here was I felt like your low notes were a little too low. Like you were...
Yeah,
I don't know the lyrics here, but when you were going low, it was like it got really low, almost.
Yeah,
like
it sounded kind of awkward or something. Yeah,
it sounds kind of how my voice does when I'm going up. Like there was a break in your voice, and the break isn't a smooth place. So when you make a jump like that one note, and you like skip a couple notes to go to the next one, it's a really distinctive break. Like you can tell the difference between one part of your range and the next part of your range. That's what it sounded like to me. And that's just some training will help with that. Just working on getting your voice through, just go through the notes in that area of your vocal range and it'll just smooth it out a little bit. But other than that, I thought this was actually pretty good. Jeffers.
Okay. Like Ambi said, I was unfamiliar with the song completely. I have yet to see The Emperor's New Groove.
At least I've seen it.
Well, I've seen an episode on Disney Channel, if that counts, kind of.
Not really. The show kind of sucks.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, you should probably rely on Zell's critique because I don't know the song, but I thought it was good. You had good pitch, good energy. Like Ambi said, the low parts sounded a little odd, but I liked it. So go Zell. Save me.
All right. I love this song. It's one of the few Disney songs I have on my iPod, so that means I really like it because I only have a 2 gig, which is not enough. I love Eartha Kitt. I love this song, like I said. I mean, Eartha Kitt's like Peggy Lee to me. She's an idol of mine, so I'm very happy tonight. I think it needed more energy and more emotion.
Oh, you see, and I thought that it was really good on that.
No, I mean, this is Yzma. She's a very energetic and emotional character. So I think it's one of those more over-the-top songs, but not really over-the-top. I think she took some liberties with the song, a really small one, but not too noticeable. But I do like your voice. I will say that. Yay for doing the song. Very happy. I'm sorry. But yeah, I liked it. I just think you needed more emotion and energy, especially energy. And there was a part... there was a section where you really need more emotion, that's for sure. I need to write this stuff down, but that's all I have.
It's hard to write down a section while you're typing so fast, because I feel like I need to start writing things down, because I feel like I can write faster, like scribble notes down faster than typing. So I think after this episode, I might convert to writing notes.
I'm done.
I'm done. And Jeffers is done because he's going.
No, I'm still here. I'm done.
You're there? He's okay.
Okay.